Soul Plagued with Remorse by François-Xavier Fabre. This masterpiece by Fabre, the history painter, was painted for the Countess of Albany in 1803, the same year as the death of the poet Vittorio Alfieri. Soul, the 14th tragedy by Alfieri, was performed in Florence in 1803, and the poet had played the title role himself on several occasions. Fabre offers a literal illustration of the final act of the tragedy, itself freely inspired by the Old Testament, particularly the Book of Samuel. The criminal king is plagued by two terrible visions. On the left, the high priest Samuel is calling to account the man he named King of Israel and who has strayed from the way of God. On the right, Achimelech, who supported David, is showing the bodies of his murdered children. Both are telling the king that he will soon die by his own hand, while his daughter, Michal, David's wife, is trying to calm his fears. The frieze arrangement of the figures, the use of landscape, dramatic gestures, animated faces, and expressive drapery indicate the profound influence of Poussin and his famous rhetoric of the passions. The meticulous technique, down to the most minor detail, such as the clothing, hair, and foliage, is more reminiscent of the precepts of the Davidian school, to which Fabre had considered himself heir since his exile in Florence. The picture communicates a sense of fear and mystery, heightened by the nocturnal ambiance of the scene, with the beautiful evening sky on the left beyond Saul's fleeing army. Fabre shows himself to be a sophisticated colorist, placing the great splash of red from Saul's cloak at the center of the picture, framed by the lighter tones of Achimelech and Samuel's robes, and not forgetting the clever harmonies of green, purple, and red on the children's bodies in the foreground. The picture's imaginative power, showing clear signs of romanticism, demonstrates Fabre's important place in the Davidian school, some years before Girodet's flood, exhibited at the 1806 Salon.